times, owning and running your own business can be a pretty scary proposition. Although there are plenty of positives and upside to being your own boss, there are certainly numerous challenges that business owners face on a daily basis. My next guest is the author of a brand new book titled Fabulous F Words of Business Ownership, Redefining Choice Words to Fuel Your Small Businesses. We're pleased to be joined on the telephone by Phoebe Pressler. Phoebe, good evening.
Hi, good evening, John. It's good to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. I should tell you off the top that this is a family show, so I want to make sure that the title of your book with that F word is going to be something we can talk about.
Oh, there's no need to cover your ears at all, John. The F words are all the great words that end up fueling your business, and everything from learning more about that foundation to, you know, fear and kind of redefining the fears and failures that we have. So there are no F dash words. These are all words that begin with F.
That's wonderful. Now, some of the F words that you alluded to have negative connotations to it, whereas others, of course, have positive connections. Is it a sense of taking those negative words, as you mentioned, failure or fear, and turning them into positives?
It's definitely turning them into something that you can actually work with better. I mean, fear is always going to be scary no matter what you do with it. But realizing that once you start realizing the things that you are afraid of in your business are more than likely things that you do not have enough information on. So it's kind of a flag to help you realize that there are things you need to learn, or there are new tasks that you need to expand some awareness on. And failures, nobody wants a failure, but when we start seeing those big mistakes are actually kind of guideposts and help us redefine ways that either the timing wasn't right, or we didn't have the right knowledge, or the right people weren't involved. So you're absolutely right, it is about redefining some of those scary words.
When we talk about the fear of failure, there's no minimizing the impact that it can have, in effect almost paralyzing a business and really leading them to failure.
That is absolutely true, and I can speak from a very personal perspective on that. I mean, I, you know, grew up in a family that was an entrepreneurial family, and I did get to see the devastating loss of having a business fail that helped, you know, helped us lose our home and the restaurant that my father had. So I understand that fear. Why I became a business owner may just be a couple clicks from crazy, but I did it anyway. But I think my biggest mistake coming into business was thinking that my motto was, there's, you know, failure is not an option. And that if you stretch your boundaries and you do set yourself up for big mistakes, small failures, that you just learn a lot more from them. And so now I really think that motto should be, every business owner knows they need to fail at least 10 times before they're going to start achieving the level of success that they are wanting.
Now, that's a lot of failing, though.
Well, it doesn't have to be massive failures. I mean, think about how many big mistakes that you make in order to innovate something. You know, when you try to innovate or do something new, mm-hmm. you don't get it right the first time. Imagine telling a child who's just learning how to crawl and starts taking those first steps, you know, that they're failing. They're not. They're learning a process. They're getting through to the next phase of where they need to be.
You're with KW Magazine on FM 98.5 CKWR. Phoebe Pressler is our guest. She is the author of a new book titled Fabulous F-Words of Business Ownership. She is also the owner and president of Spark Publications. It is based in the lovely town of Charlotte, North Carolina. In your opinion, what are some of the biggest mistakes that that small business owners make?
Well, one we just covered, definitely fear of making mistakes and moving forward. Others, not identifying the fog that comes over when you just get overwhelmed. You know, that overwhelming feeling when you don't know how to get all those invoices out, or you're not sure how you're going to get that next employee in. I find a lot of times that we fall into this fog, and then we can get frozen, which is another F word. And when you get frozen, you can't think of a new idea, and you don't have the right resources to move forward. And those cause those failures a lot of times. Another F word in the book is having faith and just knowing that there are some great ways that you can be supported, whether it is spiritually, whether it is by groups of people around you that have been there before. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. And definitely focus. Focus is a big thing for entrepreneurs because we love those bright, shiny objects, but at some point, we've got to quit being information junkies and connection addicts and really start focusing on the exact tasks that we're wanting to do in our business.
Technology has had such a big impact in every aspect of our lives in 2018 and, you know, prior to that, of course. But as we move forward, it's becoming even more relevant in the success of small and large businesses. I know it starts with a T, but where does it fit into this whole notion of avoiding these F words?
Well, technology is definitely a part of every one of the F words. I mean, you have to have savviness in technology. You've got to have updated technology in everything that we're doing. My company is very much run from technology, but it all starts from our creativity. So it's a tool. So not only is technology necessary, but it's got to be seen as a tool. It can't be the remedy for everything, or we're missing some things. And maybe that's what will create some failures, is seeing that technology is supposed to solve everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process and a tool that we use to solve the many situations that we have.
What is the biggest lesson that you have learned as an entrepreneur?
Biggest lesson was not doubting myself so much, but even more so is really realizing that employees are not your friends. They are the great fabric of your business, but trying to work with and deal with and associate with your employees as friends will often really leave both of you disappointed.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to KW Magazine on FM 98.5 CKWR. Fabi Pressler is our guest, the author of Fabulous F-Words of Business Ownership, Redefining Choice Words to Fuel Your Small Business, and the president of Spark Publications in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you had to leave one piece of advice with someone who's either in business or, lo and behold, thinking of getting into business, what would you tell them?
To find a focus. There are so many different things that can distract you, everything from networking events to great new ideas. Find something that you're going to focus on for the next 6 months and really learn everything you can about it, focus on it, really apply yourself, and be able to move forward with it in order to grow your business.
Wonderful. The book is available now?
Yes, it is. You can go to on Amazon, or you can go to fabipressler.com.
Wonderful. I know that a little bit of you is Canadian.
I was born in Canada to French parents, which is where the name came from. It was originally Fabienne, mm-hmm. but when we moved to the Carolinas, I became Fabi Ann, and I wanted to cut that in half.
Lovely. Well, good of you to join us tonight. Continued success. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All the best.
Good
night. Fabi Pressler is the president of Spark Publications, the Charlotte Business Journal's 2018 First Generation Family Business of the Year, and the author of Fabulous F-Words of Business Ownership. KW Magazine on FM 98.5 CKWR.